Hi guys, I am back. I'm like fully back now. And I am so excited to be back. Especially since I'm literally speaking into a 3D mic right now. Okay, I'm still freaking out about it because it's so cool. God. Anyways, so I promised you guys a AMA. Ask me anything. And I think I have most of them here. I think it might be too many to go and like answer in one go, but if that's the case, then I will just make another one at another point. And yeah, I did say that I would make it ASMR, so that's what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be soft spoken with whispers, I think. And if you're one of the people who don't like ASMR, I'm very sorry, but yeah, I hope you can tolerate it or skip it. That's okay. And I'm going to have a drink. I got this cider here, a bracer flavored alcoholic drink, and it's strawberry flavored. Such ASMR. So I'm gonna open it up like so. I don't think I've tasted this one before, so let's see if it's good. I hate it. No, fam, that's not it. It's not for me, man. Shit. Okay. Cheers. Squall. Oh, God. It's so sweet. Ugh. Anyway, let's get right into the questions, shall we? First one. Can you do moaning with the names audio? Like moaning your names? And I cannot do that, unfortunately. I don't have the time for that. And I would much rather record actual scripts and stuff, because it's more fun for me, you know? Yeah. And the next question is, how did you discover GWA? And what made you want to create audios and become a voice actress? Well, I discovered GWA through a voice actor who posted on YouTube, because I used to listen to a lot of ASMR. I mean, I still do, but I used to listen to a lot of story ASMR. I mean, I don't know if that's what you should call them, but basically the kind that I make, but say for work, you know, or like my YouTube channel, that type of role plays. And I guess I don't want to say names, you know, but one of them linked their shit, their not safe for work shit, and that's how I found it. So yeah, and what made me want to create audios and become a voice actress, it's because, I don't know, I've always been into acting, like, wanting to do acting and write stories, and I don't know, I really love the process and creating stuff. So for me, seeing all of the other performers do it just really made me want to do it too. But initially I was like more into doing safe for work stuff. I started writing safe for work, and I also like I didn't know I was going to perform not safe for work, like, until I actually did it. Like, I just started recording and then I started masturbating and then, yeah, that's the story. So yeah, and then I stuck with it because that's, I liked it. So yeah. That's so funny. Sorry. Who, okay, what or who inspired you to start making audios? And then to start, wait, I can't read, I'm sorry. And then to share lewd photos. Well, I don't know what inspired me, I guess other creators, but I don't feel like I had a specific one. yeah. No specific one. But a lot of the creators I listened to inspired me, I guess. And to share lewd photos, I don't know, that just kind of came organically, I feel. Like, I don't know, I've never been one to take, like, lewd photos before I started posting them, but once I started, I really liked it. Like, I don't know, it makes me feel sexy, I guess. So I like it. So I continued, and yeah. I don't know how to answer that, really. Okay. Next one. Are you a gamer? If so, what kind of games do you play? No. I am not, unfortunately. I feel like I would probably like gaming if I started it, but if I do, that's what I'm gonna do, you know? Like, I won't be able to plan out my days right, you know? I will spend way too much time gaming, I feel like, because I'm like that with, like, hobbies. If I'm into something, into doing something, think something is fun, I'll spend all of my time doing that shit. Like, with my audios, that's literally all I do. At least when I don't have anything else to do, you know? Like, hanging out with friends and shit. I'm not saying I'm a loner. That sounds so bad. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, all I'm saying is, yeah, I'm very, like, I don't want to say obsessive, that's fucked up, but like, I'm very intense, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, so that's literally why I refused to start gaming. But I kind of never did. Do much gaming growing up. I did The Sims. I did like some like 007 game, like Xbox game that I loved with my like that I played with my brothers and shit. But that's about it. Like I wasn't that into it. So yeah. Next question is, what has been, no, that's not a question at all. Next question is, how do we get you to become a gamer girl? You can't. I'm sorry. It's that or audio porn. Okay. Next question. What has been your favorite moment of your sex worker career? Okay, I have no idea. I guess, yeah, I do know. It was, creating my Discord server and, all of the people I met and all of the friends I made. That's my favorite. I made some friends that I don't know if, like, I think they will always be my friends, and that's pretty cool. And I met some pretty rad voice actresses. Became my friends, and that's really cool. So, I don't know. I think that's it. Next question. What impact on your real sex life has your engagement with the GWA community? Oh, what's the impact? Okay, wait. What's the impact? What impact has GWA had on your real, like, real sex life? Is that a question? Yeah. Yeah, it's, I guess, the dirty talk. I've started, like, I'm more vocal in dirty talk now than I was before, and yeah, I don't know. I guess that's it, honestly. And I kind of like, I'm kind of more expectant on my sex partners to dirty talk. That makes sense. But, I mean, it's not a requirement, but it makes things way better. The next question. What's your favorite type of script / tag to perform? 100%. Oh, they're my favorite. The, like, hold a moan, be quiet, whispery, sexy scripts. Yeah, I love making them. It's like, I don't know. I guess, I think it's really hot. So that makes it odd for me. I don't know. But I feel like it's really hard to make a lot of them because how do you make them different to each other, you know? That's the struggle. But I feel like mostly that's like my improvs are mostly the smaller ones, but I guess script-wise, I really like the breathing tag. And I like the fun, like when a script is fun and funny, like the character is funny, there's jokes in there, or they're silly. Love that. Okay, next question. Did creating and performing audio porn slash erotica or being active in this community change your outlook on yourself, your sexuality, your aesthetic preferences, or life in general? I think absolutely it changed how I view myself in ways. It made me more confident in my sexuality. I don't know. I'm more open to share myself, you know? I've never really been that person to open up easily or talk about myself or whatever. But yeah. I don't know. More comfortable in my sexuality is the main thing, I feel like. And as for my life in general, it's changed so much. I'm much happier. I'd say in general, like, I'm more fulfilled creatively. Way, way more. Like, I have something that really do fulfill me. And I don't know. I do have the goal to one day be able to work full time doing this, because that would honestly be a dream. And yeah. I feel like I'm blabbering around. Okay, I'm just gonna move on. Next question. If you had to pick one and one, oh, only one, sorry. If you had to pick one and only one, which of your audios is your absolute favorite? My absolute the shock collar one. I can link it in the description or in the post body. But yeah, it's actually, it's, I don't know, it's my favorite because it's so funny. Like, it's fun and kind of hot at the same time, you know? Fun and fun, I mean. Okay, I can say actually. It's not a fun thing, but I have a syndrome called hypermobile alert dumbbell syndrome. And it is something that affects your joints and the connective tissue and stuff like that. I'm very hypermobile. Is that how we say it? Very flexible. I can do the gross things, you know. The weird, gross. What the fuck is it called? Shit. Okay, my elbows are gross and they're too extended or whatever, and my wrists are also way too soft and flexible, I don't know, and I can basically do the splits. Wait, is it a split? What is the other called? Maybe we only have the different. We have different words for it in Swedish. I don't know. Okay. I feel like I'm rambling too much and I'm so sorry, but that's a thing. So. Yeah. That's a fun fact, I guess. I don't know. That's not really fun. Because it hurts a lot. I got fucked up. Fucked up joints. Do I have another fun fact? I don't think so. I'm not fun. Okay, I promise if I remember some fun fact about myself, I'll write it down and I'll say it in the next one. Because I'm pretty sure I won't be able to go through everything in this. So, yeah. Question is, how are you? Damn, how about you put me on the spot?